Imoch, the Pasuk says, the Moshe should be with you. So we darshan Imoch means at Behadayim. Moshe should be part of them. That's how we have 70, and one is 71. For Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? He holds only 70. He holds Imcha, and the Pasuk says Imcha means Mishum Shechina, that the Shechina should be there. And Rashi says Imcha means Yamdu Michutz LeYoyel. He should be standing outside the Yoyel. Lo Yavoyu LeYoyel, he shouldn't come into the Yoyel. Mishum Shechina, because of the Shechina. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't mean Moshe was included in the Sanhedrin HaGadolah, but rather it was only 70. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. For Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this? Amakro, the Pasuk says, V'nosu itcho, V'dash, V'nosu itcho b'ma'asu om. That means itcho v'at bihadayu. You have to be with them. That Moshe Rabbeinu was included in one of part of the Sanhedrin. So he has 70, and him is 71. That's the Pasuk of V'nosu itcho b'ma'asu om. Itcho, you should be part of them. That means v'at badai, you should be with them. For Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Itcha, when the Pasuk says Itcha, just means B'doimim L'cho, means that the Shivim, Tekenim, the 70 of the Sanhedrin HaGadolah, they should be like Moshe Rabbeinu, but not the Moshe Rabbeinu was part of them. That's a beauty sheet, that's enough just to have 70 for Sanhedrin HaGadolah. For Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do about this? Mivahokel miyolecho, v'nosu Itcha nafka. Learn now from this post, it says again, V'nosu itcho, mashma, that Moshe was part of them. Or as Rashi says, V'rabona nafkulu b'doim l'cho, how did the Rabbona know this pshat, that the Sanhedrin has to be doim to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mi v'nosu itcho, this Sanhedrin's ketana shenemru b'v'yisroi, they should be like you, because that's how they know that they should be like you. Therefore the Rabbona said, the extra word here is to teach us that Moshe was part of the Sanhedrin, therefore there were 71. Now, the Alpha mis Sanhedrin Gedola mis Sanhedrin Katana. Or this pasuk again that Rabbanan say, if a hokum yelecha v'nosu itcho, is talking about the Sanhedrin Katana, and it's saying that when you appoint the Sanhedrin Katana 23, they should be great people just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So from here we see there have to be great people. That's what it says by the Sanhedrin Katana. How do we know about the Sanhedrin Gedola? How we learn out, the Gemara says, V'yalfa Sanhedrin Gedolah, mi Sanhedrin Katana. He learns out the Sanhedrin Gedolah from the Sanhedrin Katana. Just like by the Katana, there's this special halacha, they have to be doimah to Moshe Rabbeinu, they have to be choshev people. The same thing, Sanhedrin Gedolah also have to be doimah to Moshe Rabbeinu, have to be choshev people. Tana Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? The Pasuk says, V'yishoru shnei anoshim b'machna. Two people were left over, two in the Neviim were left over in the machna, in the camp. So Shalom, what does it mean by machaneh? What's a machlokes? Yesh oimrim, some say, the kalfi nishtaru. It means that their names remained in the gerbil, in the kalfi, in the bag, that they picked the gerbilos. They picked the gerbil. We'll soon see what happened. Why? The Gemara says, Shabishor, Shomol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Os voli shivimish mizikne Yisrael, gather together to me 70 people from the zikne Yisrael, has gathered together for me a Sanhedrin Gedolah, take 70 people. So Omar Moshe said, Ketzer Esa, what can I do? How can I take 70? I have to take from the 12 Shvatim, how can I get 70? Evro Shishu Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, should I take 6 from each Shevet? If so, Nimsu Shinayim Yisrael, I'll have 2 extra. If I take 6, so 6 times 12 is 72, so I'll have an extra 2. What should I do? Evro chamisha chamisha mikol shevet v'shevet. Should I just take 5 from each shevet? So you're only going to have 60. Nimtzu asor chasim. You're going to miss 10. You're supposed to have 70. So if I only take 5 from each shevet, 5 times 12 is only 60. Evro mishas. What should I do? Evro shisha mishevet zeh. Should I take 6 from this shevet? V'chamisha mishevet zeh and 5 from another shevet. So Moshe says, Moshe, I can't do that. I'm going to make jealousy between the Shvatim. The ones that have 5 will be jealous of the ones that have 6. So my Esther, what should I do? So Moshe said like this. Moshe Rabbeinu do. So the Pasuk says, the Mora says, Biru Shisha Shisha. If I could choose 6 from each Shevet, I'll have 72. Zaevi brought Shivu Mushnayim Piskim. He brought 72 sheets, 72 different sheets. Al Shivim on 70 sheets, on 70 of them, from the goyrel kosav zokin. Taka wrote the word zokin. Ushnaim hini yecholak. Two sheets he left blank. And bolim he mixed them all up. Vinosna mekalf he put it into the goyrel, into the big box that they'll draw it from. Omalem he told all of this 72. Boyu lutlu piskechem. Each one of you should go and take your pisik. Take your like goyrel. Take your card. So kol mishol lebiyodi zokin. Everyone that came up with the word zokin on it. Omar kvar kitshecho shemayim shnol lebekodesh baruch is picking you that you should be part of the Sanhedrin gedolah. Mishol lebiyodi cholok, the one that came up blank. Omar Moshe told him, look, it's not me, but hamokam lechofetz becho. Hakodesh baruch Hu doesn't want you. Ani ma'ef lecho. What can I do for you? That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it. A nice life in how he picked the 70 as the Canaan. So in this pshat, when the pasuk says before vayishru shnei anoshim b'machne, two people left over, it means these two people that their card was cholik, was blank. Those were the two that was left over. Mor said ki yoytze b'dov, the same type of a situation also took place.
That Moshe also had to use a girl to find out which bechorim were not redeemed yet. When it came to the matzah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed over that the bechorim to Shevet Levi, the chetchila, the bechorim, they were the ones that doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the avodah from the bechorim and gave it over to Levi, to Shevet Levi. So it's brought down that all the bechorim had to be redeemed by a Levi. The Maaseh, there were only 22,000 Leviim, and the Maaseh, there were 22,273 Bechorim. So there was an extra 273 Bechorim that had to pay 5 Shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash to redeem them. So it sounds like this, Kiyotze B'dov Ra'at Toimah, similar sound like this, that the Pasuk says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'lokachto Chameshas Chameshas Shkolim Leigel Gerlis, that Moshe, you should take 5 Shkolim for each Bechor, for each man. Are these extra 273? His Amma Moshe, Shemesh Rabbeinu said, Ketzer Esel Hem Yisrael, how could I do this? How could I go and collect the 5 Shkolim from these amount of Bechorim? Because in Emelav, I'm going to say to a Bechor, Tehli Pidyon Chobetzei, give me your 5 Shkolim, give me your Pidyon, and go. You know he's going to answer back. Yomali, the Bechor is going to say, Kva Podani Ben Levi, a Ben Levi already redeemed me. Because there were 22,000 Leviim, so 22,000 Leviim redeemed 22,000 Bechorim. So how was Moshe going to know which of the 273 extra Bechorim that have to still redeem themselves? So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Therefore, Hevi, Esra, Mishnayim, Alofim, Pisokim, Tekosav, Aleim, Belevi. Moshe Rabbeinu brought 22,000 lots, and each one of them he wrote on them, Levi. V'yal Shloisha, V'shivu, Mosayim, Kosav, Aleim, Chamish, Shkolim. And on 273 lots, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on them 5 shkolim. Is bolalon, so Moshe Rabbeinu mixed them up in the solom bakalfi and put them into a box. Is omalem tlu pikoseim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bechorim, go and take your lot. So what happened was like this. Mishola biyoda ben Levi, omaloi. The one that drew a lot in the son of him, he was a ben Levi. So, Omalei, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Kva Padocha ben Levi, you're already redeemed from a ben Levi, you don't have to pay any money. But Mishola B'yodah Chamesh Shkolim, whoever, Bechor, picked out of the lot, took out of the box, came out on his lot, the words Chamesh Shkolim, is Omalei, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Tain Pityon Chavetzei, you have to give your pidyon, just give your 5 Shkolim to the base of Mikdash, and then you'll be freed. To the Mikdash Mishkan, then you'll be freed. This is another instance that Moshe Rabbeinu had to use a girl. Now the Gemara goes back to the pshat we had before. What's the pshat that the two men were left over in the machane? So Gemara says another pshat now. Rabbi Shimon says, Ba machane nishtairu, that Eldad and Medad, they remained in the machane, in the camp. That means, Bishor Shomala HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Es v'li shivimish, gather together to me 70 men. His Omer Eldad made it. Eldad and Modad said, "Ein onu ruyim reisig dula. We're not worthy of this greatness to become part of this Canaan." His Omer Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Hoylu mi'adetem atzmechem. Since you humbled yourself, hareini meisav gedula gudlaschem. I'll even add a greatness to your greatness." Now the Gemara explains, what was the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu added, gave to Eldad the Maidad? Shanaviyim kulun nisnabu paskum. Because all the other Nevi'im here, the other 70s, came over here, they said Nevu'ah, but it stopped. Fahim, but Eldad and Medad, Nisnab of Loi Pasco, their Nevu'ah did not stop. That was the Gedula they received, because they were Mayatatzma, they humbled themselves. Now the Gemara says, Uma Nevu'ah Nisnabu, what was the Nevu'ah that Eldad and Medad said? Is Amru, they said like this, they said over that Moshe will die. Yeshua Machnes as Yisrael Lars, and Yeshua will bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Now another pshat about the Nevuah was Abba Chonin Oimer Mishum Reb Leza, that what was the Nevuah Al Iske Shalov Hey Misnabim? They said Nevuah about the quails, about the Shalov, because the meat that Hashem gave them, and they said like this: Ali Shalov, Ali Shalov. He said, "They arise birds like arise the birds." In other words, then the Nevuah was take it right away, that right away the Shlov is going to come. That's the food that Klai Yisrael is going to get. Rav Nachman says, Al Iske Goygu Mogu Hoyim Misnabin. You know what the Nevuah was? Not about something happening right now, but about in the future, about the Mechemes Goygu Mogog, about the times of the Mashiach. And that's going to be the last Mechoma, when Goyg, he was the king of Mogog, he's going to come against Klai Yisrael. Shinema, the pasuk says, "Koyemar Hashem Elokim, ha'atuhu asher dibarti ba'yomim kadmoinim biyad avodai nevi'a Yisrael hanibim ba'yomim oheim shonim lohavi oischa alayim." This is what it says. This is what the Novi says. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, like Ayugoig, the one I spoke about before through my servants, through the Nevi'im, and they said Nevu'ah about this years ago, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Goyg against Klal Yisrael. So he's dashing out Tikra, did not read it, Shonim years, Ela rather, Shnayim too. V'yelu hein, Shnayim Nevi'im shenisnad v'perek echad Nevu'ah achas. These are the two Nevu'im that said Nevi'ah at the same time. Who did this? We should say Eldad the Medad. This is Eldad the Medad. They both said Nevuah at the same time. They said Nevuah about Mechemes Goyg Magog. Now, Omar, what we say before, what did Reb Shimon say before? That Kol Neviim Kulan Nisnabu Pasco. All the other Neviim, they said the Nevuah and it stopped. Fehain, but Eldad the Medad, Hain Nisnabu Le Pasco. They said the Nevuah and it didn't stop. Mer says, Minolan, how do we know to say the Pasuk? How do we know to say all the other Nevi'im, then the Nevuah stopped? Yilem, if you want to say Midichsev, it says, Vayisnavnu, Velo Yosvu. It says what that they said. They said the Nevuah, and it did not continue. Elamiyativ, so, if Lo Yosvu means it didn't continue, when the Pasuk says, Kol God of Lo Yosef, there was a great sound, and Velo Yosef, it didn't stop. So you want to tell me, Hochinam, you'll hear also, the Lo Yosef, who? That the voice did not stop, and then the verb, you can't say the pshat is that didn't continue. Under there, the kill continued. Ella, what do you have to say? Le posaku. It means that it continued on, it did not stop. So it could be here also, but there's kingdom here also. Maybe le yosu means that they said it and it did not stop. So from this part, you can't bring a right from Shimin that it said that their nevuah stopped. So Mer says, rather, Ella, bring your right from over here. Ella hocha. Ksiv, it says, le yisnabu. Tells by the Zakenim, and they said their Nevuah. In past tense, Hosom Ksiv Misnabim. Over there, when it talks about Eldad and Medad, there it says a present tense. There it says Loshen, they're saying right now Nevuah. Is Adayim Misnabim Hochim, they're still saying the radius, they're still saying the Nevuah, it's continually going on. Mashmah, theirs are not going to stop. But the other ones stopped. So far, the Mor brought down three Pshotim, and what was the Nevuah of Eldad and Medad? Either about the Moshe Rabbeinu will be Mace, or else about the Shlov, or else about Goyg Magog. Now the Gemara has kashes on the last two pshatim. The Gemara, Bishleim, Elaman, Diyoma, Moshe, Meis. Go on to the first pshatim, they said Edis. They said, Nevuah, the Moshe will be Meis. His Hainu, Dichsev, that's why the Pasuk says, Adoni, Moshe, Kiloyim. That's why Yeshua said to Moshe Beinu, that my master, means Moshe Beinu, Kiloyim, destroy them. Destroy Elder the Modad, because they're saying, hey, this that you're going to be mace. Elaman di Yom, but the other two pshotim, Adoni Moshe, my Kaloyim. And what's the expression? Why did Yeshua have to say to destroy them? Like, what's wrong with this? Said Edis about the Shlov, about Goyg and Magoyg. What's the purpose to destroy them? So Morris says, the Teretz is, to love Orch Ari, it's not a normal thing, to have it like a Talmud, Amar Aloch, Lefnei Rabbi. They were like a Talmud saying over Aloch in front of the Rabbi. That's why the Chayv Misa. That's why Kaloyim. They shouldn't have said over their Nevuah in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Samura says, Dishleim Laman Di Yaman Echtarti, says that Eidid the Nevuah were these two last two things. Hainu Dukhsiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Miyitain. Like even Moshe Miyitain, even if all of them will be Nevi'im. El Laman Di Yamut, the one that says that Moshe Rabbeinu Mace, if Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, Meina Chevi Nichalei. Like when Moshe be happy about this Nevuah, as if to say, no, let other Nevi'im come and say also. Samura says, Loisimu Kamei, that Moshe, that Yeshua did not finish telling over what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, he did not say over, Yeshua did not tell over to Moshe that they said he's going to be Mace. He only said over that they're still saying Edis, they're still saying Nevuah. So that Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, let there be more Nevuah. Let there be more Nevi'im. Samura says now, my Kaloyim. What was the Lashon that Yeshua said, Kaloyim, destroy them? Is Omalei. It means like this, that Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatal Aleihem Tzorchei Tzibur. Put upon them the Tzorchei Tzibur, the burdens of the Tzibur. Ven Kaloyim Aleihem, and then they'll perish by themselves. Now the Mishnah says again, Minayin Lahavi Oid Shloish. I don't even know to bring another three Dayonim. As we brought down in Yonim that you have to have 20 Dayonim. And we know for Dinim Mamnis, for Dinim Isi, you have to have 23. So Mishnah says, how do you know to have? You have to have another three. You have to have 23. So Mishnah said that the pshat was that you have to have a majority of at least two. So therefore, you have to add another two dayonim, and then bez and shoko. Therefore, you have to have 23. Now the Gemara Sakasha. The Gemara says, soif soif l'ro al pishnayim l'mishkachas lo. We're saying to paskin for the person is chayiv, you have to have at least a majority of two. So, how are you going to be only have two? If you have 23, how are you going to have it? 11 are saying that he's potter, and 12 are saying that he's chayiv. You only have one extra. You have 12 against 11. It's only one more than 11. So, if it's even 23, you still won't have a majority of two. If you have now 10 people saying that he's potter, 13 are saying that he's chayiv. If so, tlosevi, you have a majority of three. It's like, where do you have that you need a majority of two, and that's why you have to have 23? So, Marin says, Omer Bavua, Iata Maitzi, you only find this to be the case, Elabah Maisifin. Okay, so they had to add another dayin. We'll have a look at later. If one dayin is in Supik about the din, so then take him out and add two more. So, you'll have 24 now. And therefore, you could have 13 saying that he's chayiv, and 11 saying that it's potter. That's why you have two more. For divrei akol, even though it's a machloikis, a hedger gedola, how much you have to have, but for hedgerin, for this one, for 23, everybody agrees. Now the Gemara says of Sanhedrin gedola, and Sanhedrin gedola is also for that you're going to find the majority of two. For alibud Rabbi Yehuda to Yom Hashivim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says there were 70 dayonim. As according to Abiyud, there's an even number, 70, and therefore you could have 36 against 34, and it's easy to have a majority of two. The Yomar Bavur says, B'maisifin, when you add another dayan, we said before, if one dayan has a doubt, what the psak is, we take him out, he's not going to vote like, and you put two more in, come to say, now you're going to have an even number. B'maisifin oisin bezdin shoko lochatchila. We make an even amount of dayanim, like we said, and you have now 24. Samora says, Pshita and Chamis, if it's Poshita, that's Pshat. Samora says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, Hod the Komen Yedeya, command Isidomi, the one dying that says, I do not know. Maybe Taka still considers, if he's there, Viyama Milsa Sheminulei. And if he says something, we'll still listen to him, so still it's Sidme, like you have 25 Dayonim. There's still like a Bezdin, that's not Shokol. Kamashpa and the Chiddush says, no, not like this. Tied to come any idea that the dying that says first he doesn't know what the psak should be, his command to less of them is like he's not here altogether. And therefore, the Yom time, even if he's going to say some reasoning later, you should know, we're not going to listen to him. And therefore, that's the Chiddush. If this is the case, you could have an even amount of Dayanim come out to be 24. You start out with 23, one went out, you put two in, you end up with 24. Omer Rav Kana says, Sanhedria Sherol Kula Lechaiva. If all the Dayanim see that the person is Chayiv, in such a case, Poitrinoisai. We part of the person, it's not a fair judge then. Smur says, my time, what's the reason? Kivin the Gemiri. Since we've learned, Halonas Din Lemevelez Chusei, the case where the Dayanim Paskin that is Chayiv. Before they give out the psak, before they give them the punishment, they have to wait overnight. You have to have an overnight delay, like, to make sure they don't retract. Now, Vahani, in this case, over here, the Dayanim, every one of them said it's chayiv, sulay chazilei. They're not going to consider anymore to have any chazara. Like, we're supposed to delay it, then maybe they'll be chazir, they'll retract. But here, if every one of them said unanimously that it's chayiv, so it's not going to be halono, and therefore I say that's a psul, that the psak is not a psak. The patron I say. Now the Gemara says, what you have in order to be a dayan in the Sanhedrin. Omer Rav Yechanan, ein moshivim a Sanhedrin el abale koimin. Can only appoint, so to be part of the Sanhedrin, only a person that's tall, abale koimin, or Bale Chochma, smart person, or Bale Mara, he has to look nice, or Bale Zikna, he also has to be of old age, or Bale Kshofim, and his acquaintance, he knows what to do with witchcraft. There's a person that's Chayiv, because he had Kishuf, so you know, if you're going to pass on his Chayiv, you have to be careful to know how to stop, he'll do Kishuf back to you. So you have to be a day in Kishuf in order to be a Dayan. The Yoidin, the Ayin Loshon, you have to know 70 languages, Shloite Sanhedrin Shemasapi Amaturgumim. In order to Sanhedrin, you now have to hear from the interpreter. You have to be able to hear from the Baal Dover himself, his Tainus. And therefore you have to understand all 70 languages. So these are the Tanoim you have to be part of Sanhedrin. Besides, Rashi says, Balakomi should be tall and good looking, should they have Mosam Atos Labrius. People should have fear from him. Number of Yehuda Marav. Yehuda Marav says, "Ein moishivim b'sanhedrin elamishia dayi l'tayrus asheretz min atayra." In order to be appointed to be part of Sanhedrin, you have to know how to make sure asheretz is tor midiraisa from the Torah to darshan the Torah this way. Amar Rav. So Gemara says, Rav says, "Ani odom yatareno. I'll be done this. I'll give you reasons why asheretz should be tor min atayra." So Tosh really explains that what he meant to say, you're not a b'mitayr sheretz, to be done, stam is like shtus. The mice who know a sheretz is tummy. So Tosh says, the more meant to say is, you know, the mitayr mitumas nevelus, to say that a sheretz should not have a tumas nevela. There's not metama b'masa with the kazayas. So that's the chiddush, to be done, what the loch is that a sheretz has. So Rav says, I'll be done and I'll be able to mitayr it. And I'll make a kabachayim like this. Oma nochosh, maduch a snake, shemeimis, it kills people. Oma